Well, Andrew and I went out to Colorado Springs in 1928. That Andrew sure cuts a meter of corn. And you should see him when he puts his teeth in. Would you like to listen to the Victrola? Okay.
How in love with you. How in love with you. How in love with you.
Gee, that repeats itself more than Andrew does.
Deputy Warden Wallace is nothing but a lousy drunk. He had my brother sleep in the basement on some dirty, rotten, stinking, flea-bitten mattress for a whole month.
Hello, my little boys and girls. I'm Miss Alpenaub, the Starry Lady. There once was a man who had to cross the street. But he didn't look both ways before crossing. And he was unfortunately hit by a big green bus.
Oh my God!
His body had to be scraped from the pavement with a real big spatula attached to a forklift. Very nasty. Road pizza he was. So remember to look both ways, boys and girls, before crossing the street. And that's the end of the story.
Well, you're late, Bozo, and your ideas are really pathetic. I'm taking away your fruit cup for dinner.
Hey, George! Hey, Georgie! Come over here! Tell me about the pimple you had when you were young. You know the one you called MacGyver because it always returned?
Remy was there as usual, covered in tinfoil to keep out the toxic rays. He permitted me to place his Fu Manchu mustache on the locomotive. The Fu Manchu Choo then rushed away westward, eventually melting in an immense steaming cup of apricot tea.
Man, you better put up a sign. I hit my head 3 times on that damn thing.
This is Myron Kopelman on sports. Terry was in the end zone when he threw the pass. Yoy and gobble yoy.
Do you want to party? I put on my boogie shoes for you. My orthopedic boogie shoes. I want to put on my orthopedic boogie shoes and boogie with you. I want to put on my orthopedic boogie shoes and boogie with you.
My name's Render, Smokey Render. Yeah, it's been a tough day. I had to put my grandpappy in a home. Yeah, real sad too, because he really likes sleeping outside.
Oh, thank you very much. Hey, by the way, I saw your cousin Edward the other day. He seems to have climbed yet another rung upward on the ladder of abject stupidity. Scaramooch, Scaramooch, will you do the fandango?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, come on, give me some skin, baby. Yeah, yeah, man, she's fine. Yeah, man, oh, yeah, man.
Start playing that freaking drum, you big fat degenerate.
On Saturdays, Mom's pancakes usually came out picture perfect. And when they didn't, I used to throw them in the face.
I'm Sam Ratchet, private investigator. I'm here to ask you a few questions about Professor Clueless. He was bludgeoned to death in the library with an oversized copy of Faulkner's As I Lay Dying.
Oh, hey, I'll play you like a stale accordion, boy. Come on. Hey, most of the action occurs in the refrigerator, not in the freezer, boy.
Carmela, Mario Isomate. The barber cut his hair real short. He looks like a mental patient.
Mario, I told you not to play the trumpet in the house.
Shove it up your ass.
You barking at me? You barking at me? Well, I'm the only one here. Oh, yeah? Huh? Okay. Huh? Yeah, try to bite me. Listen, you beagles, you Airedales. There's a man who would not take it anymore. Listen, you beagles, you Airedales. Man who stood up against you dogs. Incessant barking, the pee, the poop, the filth. Huh? Yeah. Huh? Play dead.
Well, let me tell you something about that. You know as well as I do that there are people out there who like to mess with your head, okay? Now, I wear sensible shoes, sometimes white ones. A lot of times white ones, actually. I keep sensible wires. I'm just a simple, honest guy who wears sensible white shoes and keeps sensible wires. That's all.
Friday, 1:24 p.m.
Hello? Hello? I'm calling to fix your computer. My name is Manish Baddo, but you can call me Abraham Lincoln. Your computer has a virus. I want to fix your computer. Please give me a call. Thank you. Bye.
End of messages.